Good morning.
I wanted to have you on, Emily, the badass lawyer.
So good to see you. Good morning.
Good to see you too. You know, your show's running right now, and I'm getting all kinds of people saying, oh, I gotta call her. She's really cool. First of all, thank you for coming on to this crazy idea of mine of doing, I don't know, why don't you stop me? You're my advisor.
I love a crazy idea.
In a single day? What was I thinking?
That it would be a fun challenge.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It would be a fun challenge. Let's talk about your Emily, the badass lawyer. You were based in LA and now you are actually out in Tennessee. Let's talk about why we call you the badass lawyer. Let's talk about that real quick.
So it's funny. I don't give myself names. I kind of let it happen. And what I was finding is that's how people were introducing me. I think that has a lot to do with my energy. I don't back down, but I'm also very compassionate and empathetic. But for anyone who's followed my journey, I played men's water polo in high school. I played Division I water polo in college. So there is definitely an energy of I'm all fun and games, but if you cross a line, I might cut you. And then I was a deputy district attorney in the county of Los Angeles. So I have prosecuted everything from tax crimes to, you know, prostitution and actual pimping. It's an actual crime in California, to murder and murder of a witness and things like that. So I definitely have a broad wealth of knowledge. And then when people are like, oh, but what do you know about this? I'm like, interestingly enough, I was also an EMT. I also worked in Congress. I also worked a Democratic National Convention. I worked for a Republican congressman. I am also a certified bulletproof coach. Like, there's all these random things in my life.
Stop.
Pull in.
Bulletproof coach? What the heck is a bulletproof coach?
So Dave Asprey is kind of the founder of the biohacking bulletproof movement with it's a lot of dudes mostly that put like put butter in their coffee and supplement and like dial in the bulletproof. But I was interested in learning more about biohacking. There weren't very many women in our first. It was a lot of like really fit 20-year-old dudes who were like looking for gains. They all look like Max Greenfield. And then it was like me and a few other women who are like, our hormones have changed and we're trying to figure out how to dial in like wellness as we age. And then there's all these buff 20-year-olds who are like, I take creatine. So it was just, it's a very, I intersect a lot of different communities and a lot of different skill sets. And so when people were meeting me, they're like, oh my God, you've got to meet Emily. You'll like her. She's a total badass. Like you'll love her. And so when I dialed that in as like, no, this is how people introduce me. So this is also a part of who I am. When I left the district attorney's office, I really was trying to find like the core of who I was. And badass is really a part of my identity. I don't back down from people. And if I'm wrong, I say, oh my God, you're totally right. You've changed my mind. Let's move on. And I think that's badass too, being resilient enough to not be married to any one thing. And so when I started grabbing that as my brand identity, because people would see me speak live and they're like, oh my God, you come out to like DMX, which I still do. And you've got this really fun energy and you curse nonstop. But then when I go to your website, it's like this boring lawyer website. I'm like, you're right. I'm not showing up online the way I show up in person. And in person is how I feel most myself. So I'm pulling everything in. So my website says the badass lawyer. There are pictures of my tattoos. Pictures of me like openly with my tattoos, which I hid when I was in court for years. And I have found a lot of clients who are like, I heard your podcast. I looked at your website and I knew you were my person. I am sure there are plenty of people who go to my website and are like, this girl is not the kind of lawyer I'm looking for. And that's fine. There are plenty of other lawyers. There is one me. And the people who are my people are like, girl, you're for me. Tell me what it is. So that's
you
kind
have
of the journey.
Specialized. Yeah, that's the journey of the badass lawyer. So you have specialized on internet. You're helping people all over the globe with building their business, taking care of their business. And we get into that in the summit as well. And thank you for being on that too. I love it.
The online business space is so dynamic and it changes. And it's very, very interesting. And I also, I love technology. I love the intersection of like technology and business. I love that anyone can be in business. The internet has given us so much opportunity, but also there's a whole bunch of rules that nobody knows exist because they were all written in the 90s and people are like, wait, that applies to my online business?
Yes.
So I love it. I love that. I love that. I love that space. I love the passion and energy of people in that space. And I love that people can get into it. I mean, you can jump into an online business for a couple $100 and an internet connection. It really opens business up to anybody. And I love that. I also enjoyed working in like high tech crimes as a DA. And I enjoyed working with like embezzlement, computer intrusions, stuff like that. Cause I'm a nerd. That's the heart of it. I'm a nerd.
I have to go wide a little bit so they can see this. The nerd with the coolest set ever. Every time I have you on, I go, that is the coolest set ever. And here I sit with my black balls. We won't even talk about this. I'll tell y'all about it.
Because your studio has been closed down because COVID. With COVID, I got to move to Tennessee and I have my own office. I've fled California and I've got my own space. And this is like a little dream come true. And then I got a new computer. It's back there. And the box was so pretty. I just kept it. All my old Apple tech, you can see like all of my old Apple tech is right here. Like that's my original iPhone. That's the first Apple TV. I do. I have a full, like, this is a very old iPod shuffle. I'm so bad at doing this in reverse. This one's
an old goodness. iPod shuffle. Oh my goodness.
So that's an old shuffle. That's the first iPhone right back there. I'm so bad at doing this on screen, but that's the first iPhone. First Apple TV. I love it. I've got more up above that you can't even see.
So this is a short interview and I got everybody to come on for just 15 minutes because I know it's a Monday and we got 10,000 things to be doing. Mine will be being here for 8+ hours, but
getting to have fun conversations. You get to have fun conversations.
But we got
to
talk about your Instagram. We have
to. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We can get, you guys want to know more about, you know, online business, legal advice, all that good stuff. Visit our website. Emily, tell them the website.
EmilyDBaker.com. But honestly, you can visit my website. The easiest way to find me is just to hit me up on either Instagram. I don't get on Facebook as much, but Instagram is a really easy way to grab me. And if it's a legal thing, I'll say just email me hello@EmilyDBaker.com. There's contact information on my website. If you don't know where to start and you're like, I need to know this, shoot me an email and we'll get it sorted. But what do you want to talk about on Instagram?
Well, you know, she's great. Don't get me wrong. She is an awesome attorney, but she's funny as hell. And I didn't know lawyers could be funny. None of my lawyers have ever been funny. And she's got, you know, she's doing these lip syncs. You got the coffee thing. You got your son looking at you from the backseat of the car going, really, mom? Really? Where did all that come from? That's what I want to know. What made you decide to do it?
I felt a little bit stifled in not being able to share all of my personality. And I felt like, you know, being sometimes when we are professionals, we put ourselves in a box, like professionals only act this certain way. And the thing is, I found that people want to be able to connect with professionals. I find a lot of people I talk to that say, I've never talked to a lawyer before. Like, I didn't even know where to start. I don't know any lawyers. They feel very intimidating. And like, they're going to be these stuffy old dudes who just yell at me for doing something wrong. And I am much more than just a lawyer. Yes, I've been to law school. Yes, I'm a licensed attorney. Yes, I've done it for over 15 years. But my life is more dynamic than that. And the things I share are more dynamic than that. Because I do talk a lot about, I mean, I talk about law and pop culture. I talk about Jaclyn Hill having 15 different LLCs when her lipsticks are hairy. And I talk about Kanye West leaking contracts. And I talk about, you know, like Britney Spears' conservatorship, along with what the 25th Amendment is and what trademarks are. So my interests are pretty broad. And I've found that being able to break down law as it relates to our lives helps people actually understand. And people understand best when they're entertained. I mean, I remember things that either made me laugh, the song lyrics that I love. And I know that when people walk away from conversations with me or my content, they're like, I remember you saying this because it was funny and it was unexpected. And I'm like, but that's just my personality. What I find off-putting with lawyers and others in the online space is when it's forced, like, oh, I feel like I have to do this. This is just me sharing me. And it's me sharing my interests. My interests are fairly limited to like coffee Apple products.
Yeah, coffee. I mean, you have entire dance routines for coffee. And me being the brand nut, I'm going, coffee. You need your own coffee cups. Did you get your own coffee cups yet? I'm asking.
Not yet. Not yet, but I will. I have such a vibrant collection of coffee cups that I love. My favorite one says I have the vocabulary of a well-educated sailor. So when people follow me on Instagram, that one pops up quite a lot.
You're talking to me. Yeah, me. I'm a sailor. I don't know about the
well-educated part, sailor.
Though. I went to Chicago Public School. We won't talk about that.
I also am a product of public school, but then I paid a lot of money to get a lot of advanced education, which has brought me to where I am now, but I don't know if I would recommend it for everyone. There's a lot of ways to reach understanding that aren't formal education. And most of the smartest people I know did not go through a ton of formal education because you know what? They figured it out.
Well, we got about 90 seconds before I have to let you go because I got Mark sitting on deck waiting to come in. And I want to ask you one question. If you had 90 seconds with someone who just started their business, what would be the first thing you tell them to do?
Stop worrying about your logo and your URL and start worrying about the legal protections of your business. Business bank account, protect your website. There are laws.
And see, and that's why we have Emily the Badass Baker. Badass. Emily.
You can call me Emily the Badass Baker. I'll take Emily the Badass Baker. It's
bake?
True. Not well. This is a married name, man.
Not
I stepped into.
Not the Bad Baker, but the Badass Baker. It's different. Okay, I'm I was ready to put you in a cooking show, and you don't actually bake.
You could put me on the fail one where everybody fails the cooking show
bad
where
bad cook or something. Okay, we're not going. We're not even going.
I'm not a great baker.
I want to thank you as always. You guys can catch her episode on Expert Talk right now. It's on experttalkwithtigo.com or on the page somewhere that you're watching. You can click on there and watch and check out her episode. She's also a part of our summit, and she is definitely going to be or is now my legal advisor because she already told me what to do. I thank Emily for taking out time of your day.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll see you soon.
Bye.